For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Messini. My guest today is Rebecca Crane, author of several critically acclaimed young adult novels, including The Infinite Pieces of Us, The Upside of Falling Down, The Odds of Loving Grover Cleveland, Aspen, and most recently, Postcards for a Songbird. Crane is a former high school English teacher who found a passion for writing young adult fiction while studying secondary English education at Ohio University. She now lives, writes, and teaches yoga in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. Her new novel, Postcards for a Songbird, is set here in Spokane and follows 16-year-old Ren Plumley, who fears everyone in her life is destined to leave her. First her mother, then her best friend, then her sister. But her world is turned upside down when she encounters two new people, a mysterious housebound boy who lives next door, and a talkative, crush-worthy boy in her driver's ed class. Rebecca Crane will be reading from Postcards for a Songbird Thursday at 7 p.m. at Auntie's Bookstore, and she joins me now in the Spokane Public Radio studio. Rebecca, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So my first question, I think, has to be about Spokane. This book is set in Spokane. There's lots of great references to the city, and it really has a nice sense of place. So what's your connection to Spokane, and why did you decide to set this book here?
I have a sister and brother-in-law who have lived here. My brother-in-law has lived here ever since he went to Whitworth College, and my sister's lived here for near 10 years. They have five kids. My brother-in-law is a policeman for the Spokane Police Department. And I love this town. I think it's a hidden gem. I came for the first time about 10 years ago, and it's got everything a novel needs. It has quirk. It has uniqueness. It speaks. I like settings that are characters themselves. And Spokane is most definitely that. There are so many aspects, I think, to this town that carry an essence. That's what you're looking for as a writer when you are looking for a setting, is a place that carries an essence. And Spokane definitely has that.
So before we dive too much into the specifics, would you be willing to read a short section of the book for us?
Absolutely. I'd love to read actually the beginning if that works okay.
It's a good place to start.
It's a good place to start. It's from the first chapter, which is called Bird on a Wire. When life isn't working, take another perspective. Lizzie's go-to is handstands. She'll fling herself against the wall and flop there like an upside-down dead fish. Somehow she manages to hold herself up. And then she usually says something like, imagine if we could walk upside down. Then the sky would be our playground. Wouldn't that be nice, Songbird? The sky is our playground. And I say something like, wouldn't we just float around everywhere? Exactly. Lizzie responds like I've asked the perfect question, even though we both know she wishes I had more of her imagination. She nods, her long brown hair dangling to the ground. Her face blooms with red, the blood rushing to her head. But she talks like she doesn't care. We could dance on the sunrise and float to the moon. When I tell her that her face is about to pop like a balloon, she comes down from her handstand. God, it feels good to be on the earth, she says. I thought you wanted to dance on the sunrise. I realize something being upside down. What, I ask. Gravity is like a parent. It holds you even when you don't want it to. Not all parents, but I keep that to myself. When I want to take a new perspective, I prefer the top of the garage instead of a handstand. I've tried to do what Lizzie does, just fling myself upside down and trust I can hold my weight, but I always worry that I'll fall on my head. Lizzie is the only person who I know can float on the clouds and dance with the sunrise, because Lizzie is made up of magical things, the stuff in the atmosphere you can't see until it lights up and becomes a shooting star.
That was Rebecca Crane reading from her new young adult novel, Postcards for a Songbird, which is set here in Spokane. She'll be reading tomorrow, Thursday at 7 p.m. at Auntie's Bookstore in downtown Spokane. So that introduced us to Ren, and she's such a fascinating character. One of the most distinctive things about her is she sees the world very differently, which I think you get a sense of her climbing up on the roof there to look down on everyone, but also she sees people as literally glowing with colorful auras. So how did that idea for her character come to be and this unique way that she sees the world?
Well, first and foremost, Ren is an artist. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of artists see the world in colors differently than other people do. And the concept of her seeing auras actually comes from my sister, who is an artist as well and sees people in colors. And I've always loved that concept because it's so opposite to my own perspective. Mm. I've never seen a person in a different color than they actually are or kind of associated them with anything other than themselves. And so it was a nice literary piece to work with when it came to her perspective on how she sees different people and how they give off an emotion that's associated with the color that person is. And I love that mainly because it's so different than me.
Yeah, well, that's kind of part of the fun of writing fiction is getting to write characters who see the world really differently than you would.
Absolutely, yeah. It gives us a mirror into, or a window into something that we've never actually done for ourselves.
Yeah, and part of the fun for me as a reader was sort of tracking the different colors and the different similarities between characters. So obviously one of the main similarities is a big sort of driving force in this book is the fact that Ren's sister, Lizzie, is gone. She has mm-hmm. mysteriously disappeared. And her aura was this intense, bright, sunshine yellow color. And later in the book, Ren runs into another person who has that exact same aura. So talk about creating those parallels and particularly that other character who shows up.
Sure. I think for Ren, for her whole life, her sister has been irreplaceable and completely and wholly unique. She's never believed that there is another person in the world that could possibly be as wonderful and magical as Lizzie. Mm-hmm. And when Lizzie leaves, it creates a gaping hole in Ren's life. And the idea of Luca, the boy that she meets who has the same yellow aura, is the first moment where Ren has this thought that potentially there is somebody else out there who is just as magical as Lizzie, but in a different way. Mm. And the similarity in aura is really what opens up the door to Ren when she eventually decides to be bold enough to step into a relationship with Luca. But it's this idea that Lizzie is not her entire world, and Ren has to find her own being within herself instead of continually relying on her sister to fill that for her.
Yeah. And this is a young adult novel, but it doesn't shy away from some adult themes. So there's some drug use, there's alcohol abuse, there's sex, there's battles with depression and abandonment. So I'm curious, how do you feel about sort of what should or should not be included in young adult fiction, or even where that line is between writing for children and writing for adults?
Sure. I think that first and foremost, fiction, contemporary fiction, but all fiction should be honest. Mm-hmm. And particularly when representing teenage stories, I always say for the teenager that reads it, if I'm not honest and authentic, they see through my work. Mm-hmm. And that's the last thing I want. But I also think that young adult fiction is not only just for teenagers, that most of the young adult fiction consumed today is actually consumed by adults because we all have some sort of connection to our teenage years, whatever that emotion might be, that draws us into these stories. Mm. And I think it's because as readers, we remember that time in our life very specifically. It's a very transformative time. Memories tend to be very strong from your teenage years. We reflect on that trauma, drama, as adults. So when we read teenage-focused stories, I think it pulls on something in our being that connects us to the story more. And I think that's why people love young adult fiction. Mm-hmm. And so I think that my job as a writer in writing stories that focus on teenagers, knowing that the goal is not just to get a teenager to read the book, but to get people to read the book, is to be as authentic and honest as possible. Because in that authenticity and in that honesty is human connection. It is the thing that binds us all together. And that, as a writer, is what I'm trying to do, is to find that piece of humanity that is abundant in all of us.
Yeah. So, and I feel like this has really shifted in the last 10 years or so of, you know, writing for children or young adults used to feel very censored. There were certain topics you were not allowed to talk about, or your book would be banned and not available in libraries and not encouraged by children to read. But it seems like that landscape has really changed relatively recently, where authors are portraying teenage lives realistically. They are hard. They are complicated. There are real relationships and real struggles that are not so different from the lives of adults. So is that, as an author, is that a little more freeing, or is it more creatively interesting for you, or is it just different maybe?
I think teenage characters, and I love, my favorite part of writing is developing character. And I think teenagers offer a very wide expanse of what you can creatively focus on when it comes to creating stories around different multiple characters. And I always love dynamic and complex secondary characters along with main characters. And I think that the ability to not shy away, to be as honest as possible, to have such a wide expanse of young adult fiction to keep me motivated is a really great space to be in the literary world right now. Young adult fiction is, it's doing some of the most, I think, daring literature that's being published. Mm. And I'm proud to be a part of that community. And I'm proud to be a part of the message that they're sending, the books that they're offering to teenagers and beyond, and the stories that they're creating.
My guest has been Rebecca Crane, author of the new young adult novel Postcards for a Songbird, which is set here in Spokane. She'll be reading tomorrow night, Thursday, at 7 p.m. at Auntie's Bookstore in downtown Spokane. Rebecca Crane, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.